far as Keenan goes, we've been involved with them for almost 2 years now, and they offer some very unique things when it comes to actually feed efficiency. The Keenan mixer actually is a unique paddle mixer that actually really focuses on consistency. And it comes down to looking at not just chemical nutrition, but also physical nutrition. As an industry, we all do a great job of preparing rations and actually doing that on the chemical side on paper. However, when it comes down to the actual physical presentation side of it, that's where a lot of the mixers really fall short. Keenan has done a lot of research and has a huge presence in Europe with the whole aspect of both physical and chemical nutrition. The whole Keenan unit is not just a mixer. It involves also some pace technology and also involves a game plan technology spectrum in which you put all that together, and that's how we mesh the whole aspect of physical nutrition and chemical nutrition. Ultimately, what we're trying to do is to improve feed efficiency. And the Keenan unit can certainly do that because of the fact the way we're improving the physical integrity of the ration. What it allows us to do is to improve rumen function. And by improving rumen function, we can actually basically extract more nutrients out of the ration. And we extract more nutrients out of the ration, essentially we can get more pounds of milk out of less pounds of dry matter. So as the industry knows the term feed conversion efficiency, we are actually able to improve feed conversion efficiency. One of the other highlights or aspects of the whole Keenan mixer technology is the game plan system. And with game plan, it actually is a computer interface whereby not as it's just serving as a mixer, but is also serving as a way that the dairyman can do a great job of actually downloading all his information on a daily or weekly basis. And that information is his feeding information, what he has fed, and actually the waybacks. So ultimately it gives him a great handle in terms of what the cows are actually consuming, and then that is actually translated back into what the cows are producing. All that information is actually uploaded into the computer system, and it goes to Keenan in Ireland, and essentially what goes from there is that information is summarized and actually is put back on the web so the dairyman can actually tap into that information. He can see summaries of basically what he's been doing as far as feed conversion efficiency, what his feed margins look like, how it's improved his margins as far as not just milk, but also on components. And at that point in time, he can also go in and look and see how he compares to a lot of the other folks that are using Keenan units. So it's a very sophisticated, very interesting technology. We're very excited about that relationship.
It has to fit in very well, I mean, because obviously the total mix ration has got to be totally mixed. And so for you, from a nutrition standpoint, the essential mix has to be there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And like I said, we do a great job sometimes of putting it together on paper. But where we fall short is that the ration that the cow is consuming? And that's one of the unique things that the Keenan mixer technology can do through Pace plus Keenan with the paddle mixer, is it actually gives an excellent presentation of that feed mix to the cow in the TMR. And the things that I've seen over time in using this specific mixer is that not only does it mix the feed, but it gives a very uniform, a very consistent mix whereby every mouthful of feed that cow consumes contains the same nutrients. And that's what we're after, is consistency.
We're going to see quite a variance in forage and in corn silage this year, in haylage this year, because of the variance in weather across the country. How big of a challenge does that present you as a nutritionist?
It's a huge challenge. We're seeing that, particularly in Pennsylvania, where I live and work, however, in many different parts of the country because of the excess moisture we've had. Some areas started out with a drought earlier in the year, and we've just got some tremendous challenges, I think, ahead of us, particularly as far as molds and some mycotoxins, and particularly related to corn silage and also alfalfa haylage, baylage. So there's going to be a lot of challenges, a lot of stresses out there that we have to address. And that's some of the unique things that we have as far as feed additives can help address some of those challenges. I mean, that's what we're all about, is we're a solutions-oriented company so that we can provide solutions when these challenges are before us.
How close of an eye should you keep on your forages on a monthly basis, weekly basis, anytime? Obviously, you switch to make sure that what's going in that rumen is uniform.
We certainly like most of our people will be calling on dairymen on a weekly or biweekly basis. And anytime we're on the farm, we certainly are adamant about looking at forages, first of all, visually, to see if there's been a change. If you're looking at corn silage, it's in a huge trench, then probably once a month as far as chemical analysis is fine. However, some of those bags that may be changing more frequently, or some of the upright silos that may be changing more frequently, we maybe need to address that as far as looking at chemical nutrition differences in laboratory analysis more frequently than once a month.
All right. If people would like more information on ADM and their products?
Yes, absolutely. If they need more information, they're certainly welcome to contact me at any point in time.